Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me is Rich.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
And Mark.
Hello.
And we're here to talk about video games and stuff. Corey, I'm pretty sure, never said he was coming, and he's not online.
Thought he was coming, but
I remember him saying that he couldn't make...
I try not to be too... I don't want to know when Corey's coming or not.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Early and often.
Wow. There are no words.
When coming.
Okay, my internet seems to be doing better this week. So
this show is not for kids.
That's true. But one day Rich's kids will find it and listen to it and be like, our dad's a freak.
No, they know that already.
Yeah. All they need to do is turn on his Vita.
Yeah, exactly. Which they've been banned from.
Are your kids the ones playing Minecraft? Because I've seen...
Yes, it is.
Dude, I see like Minecraft every now and again. I'm like, that does not seem like a rich...
No, that's not. They're Minecraft savants. This is crazy.
What is Minecraft music in the background?
Everything in this house? Huh?
It is not me. I hear it too.
What?
There's music in the background.
What music?
Exactly. So clearly rich.
So, man, Mark really confused the shit out of me. He changed the news and rant section to the top of the page.
I know, I saw you.
And I was like, no, because everything that's in the what we've been playing is what I've been playing. And I was like, oh, well, he forgot to put Xenoblade down here. And then I was like, oh, no, he didn't.
Yep.
Fucking with things, Mark.
No, I just figured news and rant should probably go to the top because I think... With it at the bottom, we, one, tend to forget about it, and two, we get all pooped out from talking about what we've been playing. And I don't think, regardless of whether we talked about news and rants in the beginning or not, we wouldn't talk that much about them. And we already kind of do rants in the beginning, because it just happens, and then we get in the plane. So.
All right.
All this is true.
Well, they hosted is it the second Game Awards since they changed the name?
Yeah.
With Jeff Keighley. I was at work, so I didn't get to watch it. I don't even think I cared about any of the trailers or anything that they announced, so you guys probably watched more of it than I did.
I watched half of it.
That's more than I did.
Yeah, Mark and I checked out about the same time.
I think everybody checked out at the same time because I was getting updates, and I was like, cool, I'll be able to see what everybody was talking about from Steven and Corey and you guys. And then it was like, at one point, everybody just stopped sending me messages. I'm like, guys, what the fuck's going on? And they're like, oh, man, not much, man.
It's just incredibly boring.
Thursday's not a good night for that kind of thing. Especially if it's going to be a two-hour show. You got to do it on the weekend, man.
Also, I still don't like the fact that, Jeff Keighley took it over and all that. But it's still just a trailer show. They had, like, I hate seeing awards just, like, thrown aside. It's just like, oh, here, we're going to cut to whatever, Justine or whatever the hell her stupid name is. And we're going to just be like, here, Mortal Kombat 10 won Best Fighter. Here's your award. You're not on stage. You're just here.
Here's the next exclusive of a trailer you kind of already knew was coming.
Yeah, that's what something else, too, is like, it used to be a surprise what the trailers were. Now there's no surprise anymore. It's like
they also weren't that great.
Yeah, there was no No Man's Sky moment this year, for sure. I was kind of waiting for that.
I was really hoping the TMNT game was going to show up.
Yeah.
That didn't. And then we get like, oh, here's another Quantum Break trailer, and it's fairly short, and it's like, okay, whatever. I know this game exists.
And I'll be playing it when it comes up, but let's get something else.
My new favorite thing to announce are fucking Kickstarters.
Oh, dude.
That was hilarious, because I was kind of half paying attention then. And I just hear, Psychonauts 2, and people are freaking out on Twitter. And then I look, and I'm like, yeah, he's announcing that it exists if it gets funded.
Right?
All so right.
Come on, guys, help out. I'm like,
and I'm so over him at this point.
Didn't they, like, there was another game they did that now they didn't finish and they just left to the community to finish, I think.
Well,
I don't know.
Broken Age, he had to come back twice for money to finish it.
I don't like Kickstarter, because I'm pretty sure, unless I just never, like, I lost the email or something, I think I've only Kickstarted one game, as in paying for it, like, you get a copy of it on Steam or whatever when it comes out. And that was, like, a 3+ year. I'm pretty sure that game never came out.
Yeah.
And it was a game I played and learned about at PAX. So that's when it was in the early development.
Oh, wow. That was.
So that was, I don't even know what year that was anymore.
I don't know. I mean, when I first saw that Psychonaut trailer, I was like, wow, they're gonna take another stab at trying to make this profitable. And then the Kickstarter thing came at the end, and I was like, oh, God.
When I first saw it, too, I was just like, oh, so they're bringing out an HD version of Psychonauts.
Right.
It didn't look like anything. I was like, but I'm also, I've never played Psychonauts. I played
Psychonauts. Psychonauts is a good game. I know there's some really frustrating spots and stuff like that, and I really wish they would have, you know, did a remastering of it or something, but I don't know.
But I wish they did a better job with the Iwata tribute thing too.
I mean, they made it sound like there was going to be a new Shadow Complex game, and all it is a fucking HD remastered Shadow Complex, which I'll buy because I fucking love Shadow Complex.
Or you can get it for free on PC right now.
Well,
or you can just play it emulated.
Yeah, but I want the 1,000 achievement points.
Who knows? They might do Castle Crashers. They could, for initial release. I mean, that was a nice, pleasant surprise. They didn't have to do that either.
That's a very good point. So maybe they'll do that, and then, you know, because I really enjoyed that game a lot. So
I mean, you know, Microsoft is growing a habit of being like, hey, if you already have this, you can you know, have it for free for a limited time. While Sony's like, hey, your old PS2 games, well, buy trophies and add $15 price tag soon.
Hey, but you know what? They actually did a little work on those games. Cause,
yeah, I'm sure they look slightly, but I'm just...
I'm excited. You know, they only announced 8 games. I was like, eh, that's not that big a deal. But when you told me they had trophy support, and I went and actually tried Rogue Galaxy, and I was like, okay, they clean up the visuals a little bit. I mean, things don't look as grainy as they, you know, they did. You know, it's still...
Well, I mean, they would have to, because they would look terrible.
Yeah, they look really good. At least Rogue Legacy. I can't say for anything else, because I didn't pick up Dark Cloud or anything like that.
I would be more comfortable if it was a flat, every PS2 game, $10.
Yeah.
$15 is a bit much. You know, I could maybe see that being justifiable for the longer RPGs, just because you're like, oh, it's so long and there's so much in here. But like $10 is a sweet point. But then once you go past that, it gets a bit like, there are new games that are coming out at $15 that I would rather, I mean, I'd rather support something new than just be like, here. And I don't know, like, I'm assuming that the companies that created the games are getting the money, but who knows? Maybe it's just like Sony's pocketing it all. I don't know, because I don't know who's...
I'm sure Rockstar did not let Sony pocket it all.
But no. Well, that's Rockstar, but that's they're a special case. But like, is Sony putting in all the work? Are they the people who are uprising this? Do they have like internal studios who are like, your job now is to clean up PS2 games? Like, I don't know who's doing it.
Yeah, and how often will we get these? But I was impressed with like the games they released, because they could have just shit out some real popular titles. I mean, they did, you know, the Grand Theft Auto games, you know. That makes perfect sense. But I was shocked to see Rogue Galaxy was one of the top 8, you know,
Happy to see War of the Monsters. I love that game.
Yeah, that game has a cult following, people.
Amazing.
I never liked it, but...
Dark Cloud. That's amazing game.
I'm not a huge fan of that game, but I love the whole world building stuff. I just didn't like the random
dungeon. I haven't played it since it first came out, so I don't know if it holds up, but I loved it when it came out.
Right. I loved building the cities and stuff like that. In fact, I keep thinking I wish I knew how to make games, because I have a great idea for a video game that kind of falls along the with Dark Cloud, but like a Zelda type thing. But I don't know, man. I would
Twisted Metal Black.
Yeah.
That's another great one.
But that game did not hold up the last time I played it. So I don't know if it does. Because I played it on the PS3 when they released that Twisted Metal.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I will say that, like, in our Facebook chat, the moment when I said, oh, for fuck's sake, can you guess when that was, if you weren't watching live?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. You know, I knew exactly what you were talking about then, but now I'm totally drawing a blank on it, because I thought the same freaking thing.
Batman. Telltale. Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I don't really want them all to lose their jobs, but I just kind of fucking want Telltale to just obliterate and just no longer exist, because I'm so fucking sick of this shit. Just fucking pick a few licenses and focus on them, or maybe create something original for a change. Fuck you, Telltale. God damn it. And I haven't played any of their more recent games. If they still run like shit, fuck you. Stop making games until you know how to make a game that can fucking run well.
The problem is they're trying bullshit. To bring them out to everything, and they're like, they try to bring them out to cell phones,
consoles. I don't give a shit. Their games are not fucking pushing high-res graphics or anything insanely complicated. Well, fix your shit.
You know, here's the thing too, man. I mean, look, I up until like very recently, I've been okay, cool, another Telltale game, dude. The last episode of Game of Thrones came out, and I still haven't gotten it. Usually, I get them right when they come out, and I'm just kind of fatigued. They need to slow it down and do a restart or something.
Have either of y'all played the Minecraft one?
My kids are playing it. They love it, but that's their first time playing.
I want to know if that runs like shit too, because if it does with those visuals, fuck you. Fuck you so hard.
If you guys want a good experience, go play Life is Strange. That's all I'm saying. It's actually more of a game.
Hey, and, it won the best, the something. Whatever. It was like the innovative or like
social. It was award. Game change.
Impactful award or something.
Yeah. I was excited to see that, but I think it deserved narrative. But
who won that? Was that Her Story?
Her Story.
Well, you've never played that, so you can't say that. I mean, of course you're gonna. I mean, Life is Strange is your game of the year. I mean, Her Story sounds very interesting. I do want to play that. Splatoon was a surprise.
That's bullshit.
That is total fucking bullshit. Trash. Dude, I mean, honestly, man, that's one thing that kind of bugged me. Some of the awards, I'm just
like... Have you played Splatoon, Rich?
Dude, my kids have it, yes and no.
So, what does that mean, yes and no?
Your kids yes, play
it? He's watched it enough to know that looks like
no,
great shit.
No, I actually played a little bit, no.
I had the opportunity to play it at Corey's house, and I sat there. I think I played one game of it, and I was like, this is stupid. Just
you know,
shit.
Honestly, man, it's like, you know, Iwata passed away. Reggie was there. They got to give Nintendo a bone. That's what it smelled like to me. I'm just like, whatever. I don't know, man.
I didn't feel like that.
It was a good game. It wasn't the best shooter.
A lot of people really like Splatoon. And I'm personally just happy that Destiny didn't win a fucking thing.
Well, it doesn't deserve to win a thing.
Bullshit. That's a 2014 game. They don't deserve to get nominated because they fixed their shit. If they fix it, I haven't played the Taken King.
I haven't touched it since. I didn't even finish all the Taken King stuff. I'm kind of done with Destiny.
But you have to be happy with The Witcher.
Yeah, I am. Extremely happy. I mean, it's good on them, man.
I'm glad it wasn't fucking Bloodborne. That's all I can say.
Oh, me too.
I would...
The biggest fuck you, though, goes to Konami after finding out that they refused to let Kojima go.
Yeah. Which I don't know, man.
He's still part of the company in some sense. Yeah. He's still on contract.
So somebody says he's on contract through the end of the year, so.
That's like the fucking dumbest thing. What do they think? He's going to go there and be like, oh, Konami's the devil.
They want to rub it in his face, you know, whatever. My big thing. I'm not sure the award show was a place to like score like cool points by shitting on Konami. I mean, what Konami did was shitty. But I mean, I want to see the awards. I don't want to hear your little axogram with fucking Konami.
Well, I mean, there are no awards. They throw them all.
Yeah, exactly.
On the side. Hey, Nintendo, you also won Family Game of the Year.
It was supposed to be his big. It was a total like orchestrated. This is my big moment.
My favorite award was when the voice actress for Lara Croft.
Oh, that was the best.
Did whatever, like, I don't remember what award she was presenting or whatever she was doing. But as she's walking off, she's like, oh, there goes the voice actor for Lara Croft, which, hey, Lara Croft Go also won Mobile Game of the Year.
Yeah, exactly. It's offhandedly. What? I'm like, geez, man, really? Like,
I mean, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Don't even call it an award show.
Right. You know, because he tried to act, I mean, Keeley, I mean, he's trying to, you know, pay reverence to the industry. And I get that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, and thanks Piggly Wiggly for their support. They've been, you know, it's just sort of like one giant.
I kept seeing that, whatever, I think, I guess it's a Verizon thing or whatever. Oh, Ongo, dude, or Go, whatever.
That thing is a piece of shit.
But that was all over the place.
Yeah, that's the $6 billion that Verizon spent buying AOL.
And I don't think Jeff Keighley
contract, but that's another story.
was doing the best job as the host. He just, to me, the way he came across, like, sometimes he was okay.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, it was as if the camera was a girl he liked, and he was a shy little boy who just could not make eye contact with her.
Yeah.
He's just looking all over the place. I'm like, at first, I thought he was just looking at the ground because, like, his cue cards were on the ground or something. But then he was, like, looking everywhere and occasionally making eye contact with
right.
him. Like, what is going on? this is terrible.
Yeah. It's funny.
Somebody should put that with some kind of sweet romantic music.
Yeah. And, dude, and thanks, Mark. I mean, I was, like, kind of annoyed, just kind of shutting that out. And then you mentioned it. I'm like, ah, why did you mention it? Now I'm totally focused on his eyes.
And then when Troy Baker presented whatever he was presenting, I was just like, damn, he's good at this too. And he should be doing the show.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Me too.
I was just like, damn, he's
or Mark Hamill.
I will say, like, to me, the best part of the show that from what I watched, because I watched about half of it, was, I think it's still a stupid award, the trending gamer, but Greg Miller's speech, I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. And I'm happy he won, because I don't really follow the other people. I do not like PewDiePie.
Dude,
I cannot stand Markiplier's voice. I don't care. It is his natural voice, but he definitely exaggerates it heavily.
Yeah.
I've never really watched Total Biscuit, and the other dude who's like a League of Legends guy, whatever. I don't.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly.
But
yeah.
Like, I've met Greg Miller, and he's a really, really nice guy. And his speech was just, like, pretty much perfect.
Yeah. Or have Greg Miller host the show next year. Shit. Somebody. Yeah. Jeff Keighley should
just produce it. He doesn't need to be in the face of it.
I appreciate what Jeff Keighley's done compared to what we used to get. I mean, it's still a step above the VGA thing. But, man, if this was a little... I guess I just don't like award shows. I think this happens every year, and I come to the same realization. I just don't like award shows. I don't watch the Academy Awards. I don't watch the Emmys.
It's still funny to me that Greg Keighley started on All Games. Or with that show on G4 that was Scott Rubin.
Mm-hmm.
to me, it's just... Like, the problem with it is that it's not an award show. It's a trade show.
It is.
Like, I would really love there to be, and I know we have, like, the DICE Awards and GDC and stuff like that, but, like, something that is more public, that is really just promoting the people who make games and all that, not just being like, oh, here's a new trailer for a game and here's some Verizon products over and over again.
Right. Some crappy subpower ones. No less. Ugh, whatever.
That's pretty much the Game Awards.
I didn't hear about this Platinum's Games making a TMNT game.
Yeah, it was rated in, I think, Australia. And I think it may have been rated a month ago in, like, some other country, but no one paid attention to that. But essentially, Platinum Games is making a TMNT game, according to rating boards. Right. It hasn't been rated in the States yet. The equivalent to what it was rated in Australia would be make it a teen game, which isn't surprising. But
that would be awesome if it's the same. You know,
like I said,
so do we get Legend of Korra or do we get
God? Don't
Bayonetta.
I mean, that's why I'm not getting too excited about this, is because we have Legend of Korra, but then we have Transformers, and I remember when playing Transformers, I'm like, if this is just a TMNT, if there's a TMNT version of this, I would die so friggin' fast. Just I
it's
hope
still
it's
not as great as the idea of
Rocksteady
making a TMNT game.
I mean, it makes so much sense. They're called Rocksteady.
Right.
But unfortunately, Activision holds the license to TMNT, and it's a muddy maker, and they're never going to give that shit up. So
well, they should just buy Rocksteady.
No! God, no!
Yes, and then they can start making Call of Duty maps.
All right, let's get to what we have been playing.
PlayStation Experience.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
there's not really much to say, though.
No, there is.
I mean, I watched about every trailer.
There's
and
the
again,
Final Fantasy VII remake, which is like the biggest thing. That
and they also released Final Fantasy VII on PlayStation 4 with trophies.
Well, yeah, they released like that PC.
Oh, and new textures.
Up-res and, yeah. texture version or whatever. So that you can buy it for the second time on PSN, because everyone who's going to buy it already has the PlayStation 1 classic version.
That's not true. I may buy this one, and I didn't buy the retro one.
And then, of course, everyone will buy the remake, which whatever. I hope someday these people realize that Final Fantasy VII is not that great of a game.
It is not that great of a game. But some people are going to want it because it's going to be the action RPG like Final Fantasy XV is, which I think is fucking total trash from that demo. And I'm just... I'm just hoping to God that that game, when it comes out and I start at level one and play it, that I'll actually enjoy that game. But I'm just not liking the fact where Final Fantasy is going. I like turn-based combat, and that's where Final Fantasy's roots are.
Yeah.
And exactly. And I think it needs to stay at those roots. If they want to make other games, fine. Put the Final Fantasy name on them, but don't number them. Those are not Final Fantasy. That is not what Final Fantasy is to me. That's not what Final Fantasy has been for the last 30 years.
If I'm playing action RPG, I'll play The Witcher.
Yeah, so
or Nier 2.
Yeah.
Quit trying to be all everything. But to me, the PlayStation Experience, you know, I watched just about every trailer for every game that they showed, and I don't give a shit about Ni No Kuni. I thought that game was fucking boring, and the sequel looks even worse.
I didn't watch anything because all I was hoping to hear was, "Hey, you can change your name," and that wasn't. Thing, so
you and that name changing shit.
Because I fucking hate my name. It is literally why I've played so little PlayStation in the last however many years, is because I fucking hate my name. But I'm not going to start over with trophies and all that stuff, even though my trophy level and all that isn't like amazing or anything. But I've put a lot of time into getting what I get. And no. Just let me change my name. It's so stupid. They can make so much money from it. Just do it.
So,
my big takeaway from the Sony experience was that the Vita truly is dead. They announced four games, and one of them was, I guess, the high watermark for those games was Lara Croft Go.
Oh, that's coming to Vita?
Yeah.
Huh.
To me, the biggest one. I don't think this is the biggest one. I just heard everyone talking about it, and I think it's just because it was supposed to come out ages ago, and finally Bastion comes out on Vita, and people are going crazy. I'm like, okay,
I'll play
5 year old game or whatever.
I'll definitely get Lara Croft Go.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I already have it on my phone.
Yeah, but I don't have
my
it on
desktop, so I'm like, I'm good. It's turning into like a mobile, like a.
It just, to me, watching the PlayStation experience is, they are still, they have these unique looking games, but every time that they bring out a unique looking game, I don't enjoy playing it.
Yeah, exactly.
They have like this game Bound that's like all these pretty colors and stuff, and they showed no gameplay or what it was about. Right. And I'm like, well, yeah, if that's what the gameplay's like, you know, they show like a few things. And I was like, I don't understand anything about this game. And that art style just doesn't... It's like they want to put these art styles out there instead of games. Right. And they put that one game that looks like an ASCII dungeon crawler, but it's like you actually... It's like it's a 3D combat game as well, so it looks like you kind of drop in into the ASCII world and see the fight dragons and stuff in a dungeon. But I'm like, that looks unique and cool, but is that going to be fun? I don't think I'm really going to enjoy playing that, and I can't remember what the hell that game was called. So... I don't know.
Another thing I kind of took away from this, you know, everyone's kind of said that the generations have switched around, and now PlayStation, you know, that's your third party platform, and with the addition of the exclusives they have. But I mean, honestly, dude, their exclusives just aren't doing it for me at all. You know, outside of
the
Uncharted.
Thing about PlayStation and PlayStation 4 is that people are stupid, and the PlayStation 4 sucks compared to the Xbox One in every way other than the fact that,
graphics.
Yes, visually, they'll look a little better. They might run a little better. Mm-hmm. It's not always the case, mm-hmm. but in most cases, that is the case. But everything else, the PlayStation 4 interface is fucking trash. The controller, I was like, hey, this is better than I expected. Then I put more time with it. Fucking garbage. It's okay, but there are way better controllers. That touchpad is the stupidest fucking thing. It's worthless. It shoves the share button and the option button all the way up in this weird placement so that whenever I'm trying to press those, I just press the touchpad accidentally.
Mm-hmm. I've done that.
The Six triggers are stupid. I mean, the triggers feel better than they have in the past, but they're still so fucking tiny.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, I was seriously going to look on GameStop to see if they did the like those real triggers for this too, because
I
need something. Okay, thank God, because they're fucking terrible. But yeah, I mean, the exclusives.
Oh, wait, maybe they don't. Hold on. I'm thinking something different. I'm sure they do.
Son of a bitch.
But here's the thing I want to try. And what sucks is they make it, but I don't know how well it works. They make a device that you hook into your PlayStation 4 and lets you use an Xbox One controller on it. Now, that sounds great until you realize that if you have to use the touchpad in a game, which 90% of the games use, I don't know if there's a way to do that. So that's the reason why I haven't jumped onto that.
I hate that touchpad.
But if I could use an Xbox One controller on a PS4, I would be so happy.
Yeah.
Or I would just take like a third party making a PlayStation controller that is literally just a 360 or Xbox One controller with all the doodads that
I had one for PS3, but it didn't have the move functionality or whatever the hell it's called, the six axis controls.
That light is stupid. I want to turn that off.
You can't.
The battery life is not that great. It's not terrible, but it's not that great. I mean, I have to like recharge the thing after like 2 days or whatever.
And the Xbox controller lasts about a week compared to like two, three, four times.
It lasts a long ass time. And everyone who ever complains about fucking AA batteries, go fuck yourself, you stupid shithead. You know what I don't have to do when my Xbox One dies? I don't have to tether it to my console. I can just replace the batteries. You know how much rechargeable AA batteries cost? Fucking diddly squat, you piece of shit. It doesn't do anything. I could see people complaining a little bit about maybe it adds weight. I like the weight of the Xbox One controller.
Yeah, I do too.
But with the Xbox One controller, they changed the one problem other than weight that I could see people having with the 360 controller, which was the fact that it added that it added an exterior section to it. It wasn't built into the model of the controller, the body of the controller, which is the way it is on the Xbox One, where that the battery slot is part of it. But like, just people wanting everything to have batteries built in is just stupid. People complain about that with like phones. It's like the iPhone. I wish it had a exterior battery so I could just pop it out and put in a new one.
If it's a feature in the Xbox One, everybody's gonna hate it.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, people.
Stupid Microsoft.
I don't think a lot of Xbox players are going to be bitching about Final Fantasy VII Remake coming first to PlayStation like PlayStation owners were bitching about Tomb Raider going to Xbox first. Because PlayStation fucking fanboys are the fucking worst.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, maybe it's kind of almost like a generational thing. It's like if. I don't know, man. I just don't see the appeal, and I don't see their lineup. I just don't see it.
Apparently,
it's a lot of people do. I must be missing something.
Well, like Corey said last episode, he says where he works, he has people coming in there to this day that still have no idea what the Xbox does.
Yeah.
They still think it's all about playing TV shows, and he has to explain to them, no, it's not. They have exclusive games and everything else. They're really a good system. But they're still stuck on this mindset that you can't share your games with your friends and all this bullshit.
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. I read an article on the internet. I forget, it was like some, I don't know, it was just some web news site, and they were talking about a staring compare between the Xbox One and the PS4, and you know, and they talked about the game exclusive, and they mentioned all these Xbox exclusives, and they mentioned, you know, games you want to play on PS4, and they mentioned Destiny, which is multi-platform, Star Wars Battlefront, which mm-hmm. is multi-platform,
The Uncharted Collection.
The Uncharted Collection. That was the only game. They mentioned something else. That was the only game that
which are
that
PS3 wasn't multi, games.
Well, that wasn't multi-platform. And I'm just like, it's like they think because the commercial show, you know, they have mm-hmm. an exclusive commercial deal with advertising in North America, that means that you can't get it on other platforms.
And well, that's like Xbox One wasn't even allowed to advertise yeah. anything for Destiny when it came out.
Yeah.
And I think they're not allowed to advertise anything for Star Wars either.
Right.
Well, you know, boo-hoo. They can't advertise for two games that aren't that good.
That's true, too.
I'll fight to the death over Star Wars. That game is fun.
Star Wars is not
That game is not
fun. That game is fun. I enjoy the shit out of that game.
No.
I put about 20 hours into that game.
Hold on.
See, good for you.
Rob just slipped. He said enjoyed in the past tense. Could you put that shit down?
Dude,
there's not enough.
Have you not seen the fucking list of games I have to play?
Also, I mean, you can't enjoy with Rob. He moves from game to game all of the time. Like I just think about Rob and I'm like, you buy all these games brand new right away at $60. I'm like, maybe if you just like held off and just focus on Xenoblade, because that game's gonna take you forever. If you just actually focus on that and only play that, you'd be able to get all these games super cheap.
Nah.
Dude, I tell you what, Star Wars Battlefront is still sitting on my hard drive. And I'm just gonna wait till it's free.
That game was $30 at the Microsoft.
Yeah,
store
but
today.
I'm not paying. I'm not paying
no, I was looking at that. I was like, that's a really good deal. But that game's boring as shit. I rented it for a day and I got my fill. I got more than my fill with that.
I still think it's fun, but hey, you know.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
What's depressing though? What's really depressing though is that Rise of the Tomb Raider. I feel like that game has to be selling beyond horribly. Dude. Because even, I mean, yeah, I guess they decided they didn't want to drop it 50% because it's all, you know, it's an exclusive for the time being. But they dropped this. I'm talking about the Microsoft Store specifically. Mm-hmm. Today, they drop Star Wars and Call of Duty Black Ops 3 to $30, 50% off. Those sold out in an hour or less. They drop Rise of the Tomb Raider by $20, so it's $40. It's still in stock. You can still order a copy.
Well, dude, honestly, man, I mean, it came out at a bad time, and in the hierarchy of things I want to play, I still want to play. I know it's going to be a great game, but, you know, dude, I'm going to get Halo before I get that. I'm going to get Fallout before that. And with Christmas coming up, you know, I got to stop buying for me and start getting for the kids and stuff. So, I kind of hinted to Thomasina that, it's what I want for Christmas. But, you know, I do want to play it. Don't get me wrong.
Me too. But I'm also part of the problem because I really am. I am somebody who's looking for the best deals, and I am cheap, and I am frugal, and I say I'm not somebody who's ever going to put like all my money into video games or anything. So I look at those deals. I'm like, well, maybe if it was 30, I would have purchased it. But at $40, no, I'm going to wait and I'm going to hold off. Because also I look at it and I'm like, it'll probably be 40 at Best Buy sometime soon. So I'll get that 20% off. It's just like, whatever.
I hate you people.
I think that the game, and it's not doing, you know, gangbusters now. But I mean, I think it's gonna have a long tail on it. I think it's gonna do fine. And
you can also just wait a year, because when it hits PlayStation, Xbox will be like, "Hey, this is the games with gold."
Right. Exactly.
Get it. Buy an Xbox One, you get the game for free instead.
Dude, that being said, that is a Baba Yaga DLC. That looks freaking awesome.
I love that. I love when you see the fucking walking, the dancing hut of Baba Yaga walking around too. That's what that thing with legs is. It's her hut.
Yeah.
I love that.
So if I don't get it for Christmas, then I'm probably gonna buy it like the day after.
And they say hours of gameplay, which probably means 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah. So. It looks fantastic, and it's as much as I like the last Tomb Raider, it got a little redundant, and this just sounds way more like what I want to play.
Go fuck yourself, Rich. Slight. Well, take your dick and go fuck yourself.
Slight tangent. You finished The Witcher, Rich, right?
Yeah, and the DLC, the first DLC.
Did you New Game Plus?
Huh? Nah.
I'm just curious if, like, if the enemies scale. Like, I'm just wondering if I could lower the difficulty in the first playthrough to level up and do all that, and then when I New Game Plus, I can go through on the harder and just be overpowered.
See, the thing is, I'm actually really into the dude. I've been listening to the Witcher audiobooks too. I mean, I'm totally sucked into the Witcher now. So the thing about it is, I don't like to go back and play something because the story's still fresh in my mind. And the way the DLC is going, I don't want to kind of go back and rehash everything again, because I kind of, you know, that's how I approach DLCs in RPG.
And they brought another fucking DLC out for fucking Dragon Age too.
Yeah, oh dude, and it's not a lot of fanfare.
I need to go back and play. And
I don't think anyone gives a shit about
it. I think I'm the only one who got it, and it's freaking awesome.
Apparently, it's like the final part of the story for them.
It is. It's very good, and they do a very good job of wrapping up characters and what's going to be happening in the next Dragon Age.
I need to buy the season pass for that.
Very good job. Yeah, if you have the time.
But I think I already bought the first part of the season pass, so that's probably our first DLC. Yeah.
So I want to buy the season pass or whatever for The Witcher, just so I don't have to individually say, yes, download this free thing, download this free thing. Because that's the only way you can. Oh my God, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, that's what I did. Because I was just like, wow, this is kind of a pain in the ass. Especially once Rock Band came out. And it I was like, if you're looking for DLC, it's like, oh God, I gotta go through all these freaking songs.
All right, so let's get to what we've been playing.
Okay.
So I know me and Mark played some Just Cause 3.
Yeah.
I am enjoying this game. There are a few issues, which was weird because last night I played and it seemed like a lot of these issues were not as bad as they've been.
What platform are you playing it on?
I'm playing on Xbox One.
Okay. Of course. Well, you know that's the worst version, right?
That's not what I heard.
Well, that's what you know, some press are saying.
Oh yeah,
Digital Foundries has deemed it the worst.
Digital Foundries is fucking garbage.
So I played it. I'm not having any really huge frame rate drops. Mm-hmm. I've ran into a couple of times where the load times were just totally horrendous, where like it took a couple minutes for it to load up. I'm talking about like after you fail a mission or something. And I think that has to do with some kind of internal glitch.
Yeah.
The biggest annoyances to me are you have to do these challenges to unlock gear that increase your abilities. And this includes stuff like being able to aim down the sights of a weapon. You have to unlock it by doing shotgun challenges and pistol challenges and shit like that. And it's really annoying because you have to get 5 gears. You can get up to 5 gears on a challenge, and it has to do with points and stuff like that. But if you fail a challenge or you want to retry it, it takes longer than it needs to reload that up. But
well, the time it takes to load varies.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, we're going to take a minute or two now. 15 seconds now, 3 minutes now. Like, okay.
But last night when I was playing it seemed like everything was faster. And I don't know if maybe they're getting there. Because it's always online as well for some reason because of the leaderboards, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if maybe that's an issue as well. Because a lot of times these games have a lot of the online features and stuff that fucks everything up. Because sometimes they'll make slow loading and stuff. Because like Metal Gear was the same way. I'm trying to think what other games there was. But there's been a lot of games that they have online leaderboards and shit like that, and it just always just kind of
hoses everything.
Yeah, it hosed everything. So, I think maybe they're finally getting those worked out, and that's why a lot of stuff's it's doing better. But I still have a lot of fun with this game. I mean, I like the fact that with the tethers now, you can grapple hook 2 different things, and now you hit the left trigger, and it'll suck them together, and that just leads to a lot of fun things. Like,
I did not like it.
Oh, why? How do you not like that?
It's just fucking, I don't like it. I'd rather the left trigger. I'd rather the left trigger be used for something else, like aiming. I don't like the generous.
Oh, okay. You don't like the controls.
I don't like the controls.
But yeah, I don't either.
You hate the feature.
I didn't particularly like it. I didn't find it that useful or that fun.
Really?
In the same way, I think the wingsuit is garbage. It's worthless. It's not fun at all. That's like the most worthless thing. I'm just about like, oh, okay, I'm just slowly gliding.
Whoa. Mark and I are on point today, man, because I totally agree with you. That's why I just totally skipped this game. It's just not for me.
But see, I'm getting used to using the wingsuit now. And the biggest thing about the wingsuit is you can't do like flat dives. You kind of got to get close to the ground and then pull back. And then, because the less the ground that's beneath you, the more push you get off of your thing. So you can fly around.
No, I don't give a shit. Okay. Right. Dude, don't try and sell me on the wingsuit. The wingsuit is fucking boring.
But it's not
next
trash.
Topic.
It's fucking dumb. And I don't like the auto aim. I don't think it's like, if it's going to be auto aim, then
it's a little off. It is. It,
if you're going to force me to use auto aim and not allow me to actually aim myself, then don't have it be where I'm just like 5 feet away from somebody with a heavy machine gun and I'm holding down the fucking trigger and he's just sitting there alive. It's just like, you suck at shooting. Yeah, well, this fucking game sucks at shooting. It sucks at a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Just Cause 3.
And I love Just Cause 2. I put so many hours into that.
Yeah. I didn't like Just Cause 2. That's probably why.
Well, you're not going to like 3 then. There's no sense of you
even. If you did like Just Cause 2, there's no guarantee you'll like Just Cause 3. And the driving is fucking awful. I don't care if you say
the driving was awful in 2.
Guess what? They had a lot of time to fix it. And I know different teams made them, but I've heard the driving in Mad Max is pretty good. But they could have just been like, hey, can you make our driving just at least not shitty? Thank you. Just take a time. Just turn some knobs. That's it. No, they didn't do that.
I love how you suddenly know how to make video games.
I know. Dude, just turn some knobs. That's Mark's answer.
Exactly. Do you want me to fucking go into detail about how to fix the game? No, because I don't know how to do it, and really nobody wants to hear about that.
Just turn some knobs, baby.
I like Just Cause 3. Mark, not so much.
No, I don't like it.
But Mark doesn't like anything, so there we go.
No, I love Helldivers. I really enjoyed the Vanishing.
See, I found that shit boring as hell.
I liked it. I just didn't like the control.
You don't like anything that challenges you. If it's difficult, you're like, I'm a baby.
Who, me or Mark? I mean, me or Rob?
Rob, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just found it boring.
So you're like, move on. I got 20 more games to play before. Next show.
Speaking of things I've very played any time into, The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing.
Yeah. Wow. Weird choices on control schemes, huh?
Is it? Because I don't know. I've not played enough of it to even know that there's any weird choices. It feels like a Diablo clone to me.
I haven't played it. What's funny is, like, before it came out, I got a PR blast about it. It's like, hey, you want a review code for the game? I'm like, and I didn't reply, and then I saw it was going to be free. I'm like, what the fuck are they going to... What's the point of a review code?
Right.
Do they think if I'm somebody who would be reviewing a game that I would not have gold, not be able to get it for free? Just what? Why you waste my time? They're really pushing that to reviewers, though, I think, even though it's like a 3-year-old game.
It's a little rough, but it's... I don't know. For free, it's not bad.
It's better than
the movie.
Yeah.
You should have got that review code because maybe they would have included the other two characters in the review code.
Maybe. Yeah. I could probably still get it because I'm sure they freaking have plenty of codes just laying around.
Because that was what annoyed me is like, oh, this game's $20, but at least we get it for free. Oh, there's two DLC characters. The only character you can choose is Van Helsing.
Mm.
Okay, that's pretty much crap.
And I wish it was The Incredible Adventures of Van Hulksing.
What I've played of the game so far, I'm not really... I like the humor and stuff, the characters and stuff, but yeah. I really don't like how the game plays.
I appreciated that it's actually completely voice acted too, but
melee attacks seem very slow, and the range attacks seem to do no damage.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I put about an hour and a half into it, and I got to the point where the range attack actually is effective. But, man, it's just little things, like just lots of slowdown, and you know, contextual things that don't activate when you hit the button, and just a bunch of little things that keep it from being like, oh, I can kind of, I wouldn't really recommend this to anybody, but I'm still going to play it. You know what I mean?
Speaking of contextual things, Just Cause 3 and Fallout 4 have the most annoying stuff contextually in dealing with stuff in environments. I swear there's one pixel in both these games to fucking interact with anything, and it's the hardest goddamn thing sometimes to fucking pick up an item from fucking Fallout or Just Cause, or hit the Y button when you need to talk to somebody, because if you ain't standing in the right position and the guy...
And in the right light.
He's
got to look you in the eye before you can hit the Y button or whatever. It just shit annoys the piss out of me.
Yeah.
You want to enter a vehicle in Just Cause 3 and you get all up in its freaking face.
Right. You can't get in.
I mean, it's like the exact opposite of when Witcher 3 launched, when everything was everywhere. You could just fucking hit the button and it was... You could... Oh.
I was like, I do not want to blow out the candles.
Damn it.
It's the last thing I want
to
do.
And in Fallout 4, I feel like I've got to be right on the same pixel where the dead body's at to fucking pick up any of the items.
The funny thing about Fallout is that I initially turned off like my HUD and everything, like I made it transparent, and then I was like, fuck, I can't. I don't know what the hell. I don't know if I could pick something up or if I'm pointing. Oh my God, like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I remember I was playing Fallout and there was like 5 stim packs on the desk. And the only way it would make let me pick them up is if I actually put the little cursor on the handle on this fucking stim pack. That's the only way it would.
I mean, if we had a mouse, it would be great, because I'm sure that would help a whole lot. But
but you know what? Stim packs are hard to come by, so I took my time. I got those suckers.
I played a little bit more Fallout.
The best thing about Divinity is just being able to hold down and be like, okay, these are all the things within your range, and then you want this thing, we'll do it.
Divinity is so awesome.
I gotta get back into that too.
Divinity is great, but it gets exhausting just because you realize how small the world is and how it's really just, it's very dense, and then it just gets kind of... tiring to see the same stuff and just going back and forth.
I think it's going on my backlog with Metal Gear.
So Fallout 4, I played a little bit more of that. I was getting into it a little bit more than all the other games came that I'd rather play instead, like Just Cause 3 and Rainbow Six and Xenoblade.
I don't know about Xenoblade, but you're fucking crazy on the other two, man.
I don't care, Fallout. Man. I just thought Fallout 4 is not doing it for me.
Really? What level are you?
Level 15, 16.
Oh, dude, you're a baby. A baby.
Fallout 4 is nothing special.
Yeah.
What?
It isn't.
You're right.
It's just Fallout. More,
which is awesome.
It's just more Fallout, which just means, you know, whatever. You can explore the world and blah, blah, blah.
I feel
it's
like
not
Fallout.
Fun to play. And I think, you know what, Rich? You're fucking biased because you live up there. So shut the fuck up.
Fallout 4 has the same effect on me as The Witcher had on me. It was fun for a while. It's gotten boring. It's gotten a little better, and then I'm left it behind. I don't ever see myself going back.
Your love for Fallout is justifiable in the same way that my love for Watch Dogs is justifiable.
Well, you know, the funny thing is you mentioned The Witcher, too. The Witcher is kind of what made
We actually mentioned The Witcher 3.
Fallout is... Talking
about The Witcher 2.
Yeah, we won't. Fallout 4 is just more Fallout, which I still love, but The Witcher 3 just kind of spoiled me, man. That's a great freaking game. Warts and all.
It's better than Fallout.
It is. I think it is. But I'm enjoying Fallout too, but it's just...
So did the panel of the Game Awards.
Yeah, they got it right. they didn't get the award for best... Best voice performance. The Witcher. Oops, I mean, Her Story.
You really thought that the dude doing Geralt should have won for best voice performance?
No, but I just thought it was great that she said The Witcher, and the woman from Her Story walked up anyways.
Wait.
That was a great fourth wall moment. Okay,
I'm so confused because I clearly cut out at that point.
Oh yeah, it was funny. It was the best.
So wait, who actually won?
Her Story, the woman from Her Story, but the presenter read it as the witch, the winner being the Witcher 3. And then she kind of looked around, and then like the woman from Her Story walked up and just pretended that didn't even happen. It was hilarious. So apparently everybody knew that's who like won before the award was read.
Because like there of all the choices, I'm pretty sure, like, I can't remember what the other nominees were. I know Mark Hamill was, which like, fuck that. I mean, he does a great job, but you know what? Okay, we get it.
He's got Star Wars. You know, let somebody else
But like, Geralt is not good. I mean, I was fine with him, but he does nothing. He just talks in a very stale, emotionless way. But
there's some great, like...
I found that character so boring.
Also, after hearing him do another voice in another game and realize that he sounded exactly the same, that also took away from his performance in The Witcher.
Just like, oh, man, you must fucking hate Nolan North.
I'm not a big fan of Nolan North. Whatever. Nolan North does at times.
Team Troy.
I really do like Troy. I think he does change it up a bit more. Yeah. I mean, out of the your big voice actors, you're very well known. I mean, I don't know if he does a lot of game work or not, but like, was it Joe? Is it Joe or John DiMaggio? The guy who does.
Yeah, he's
John
good
DiMaggio.
Too.
Like,
I mean, but he does a lot of, you know,
cartoons, and stuff.
Animated stuff.
Yeah,
but he's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I would love to see Rob Paulson do a voice in some game. I think that'd be hilarious.
Last thing I want to talk about, or we played, is Rainbow Six Siege, and I don't know who else played this besides me.
Well, I mean, I filled this list, and I filled it thinking Corey was going to be here, and I know he played it.
Yeah, I know he played it, too.
Did he play it? Oh, I didn't even realize
he... Dude, the
way I filled these is just by going to the Xbox app and be like, what are their latest achievements in? That's all I do.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Dude, I kind of want to play this, but the only people who play it all live Central Time, so
right.
I'll never get
also,
to play
it's
with
not,
you guys.
I don't think it's worth $60.
I don't either.
I don't think it's worth $60. The same way I don't think Star Wars is worth $60 because of the amount of content it has. However, this game will have free DLC throughout the year.
Yeah.
So, and there's no paid DLC. There's a season pass for it unlocks some stuff. I can't remember what all the season pass does. So. I think it probably gives you some extra boosts and stuff like that. But what I have played about this game, I really am enjoying this game. And I enjoy the tenseness of it. Although people are getting really good now, so I'm dying a lot faster, which is annoying the shit out of me. Because people are, I just need to get some new weapons or...
Does it look substantially better than the beta?
The first beta?
Mm-mm.
I don't know, whatever, yeah, the beta.
The first beta they released was fucking trash. Look, the game looked awful. It looks way better than that. It still looks about the 360. It still looks about as good as a 360 game. It doesn't look
so like... it looks like garbage.
Yeah. It doesn't look like garbage. I mean, it just doesn't...
If it looks like a 360 game on here, and it's... I don't know.
It doesn't look like an Xbox One game. I will say that. But it runs pretty smooth.
Everything's destructible. It kind of has, so, like, the Battlefield
this issue. Sounds like it should be a free-to-play game.
And the snow and
the sound of, like, it's probably as good or worse than something like Blacklight.
You think it would have done
whatever that game is?
So quit. Y'all are just purposely shitting on everything I like.
No. You know, I'm gonna make an honest point here. Do you guys think that it would have done better as a freemium game?
Yes,
I do too.
Would be playing it.
I'd be playing it too.
To me, if it was a freemium game, I would be playing it, and I would consider putting money into it if I liked it. I like doing stuff like that, but I have no idea when I will get around to this game at this point.
Never.
Probably
unless it's
probably when
free.
It's $10 in a few months.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed what I played. It definitely is a slower paced game because you got to kind of think out your strategies and stuff like that, and. I don't feel like it gets as stale as people think it would because there isn't as many maps, but there's still like 11 maps. And
it's just super,
which, by
depressing.
The way, is they work in every mode, which is way more maps than any of the Halo game or Halo 5's had. So let's think about that for a second for a game that doesn't have a lot of replayability.
Yeah, well, like the maps are like a house.
No, the maps are all different, and they all feel different, and they all look different, and they all have different attack patterns, and they all change. A lot of it's like a lot of stuff's inside of it's randomly generated as well. Mm-hmm. So
actually, the rotation of the maps is getting better in Halo, but I'll talk about that a little later.
But I'm just saying, Halo had three maps for the best mode in the game.
Four. It's going to be four next week.
That's next week. Still only three maps. So
I'll be back next week, Rob.
So let's not talk about shit content in multiplayer games.
It also had a full single-player campaign.
Really? That was a full single-player campaign? You mean
and a co-op.
Five missions that you play as Chief and three of the talking missions? Yeah, that was a full campaign.
I don't know. I haven't played. All I know is that there's more freaking...
Way more than any other shooter this year.
And actually, Rainbow Six has a campaign as well. So there you go.
It does not.
It does. Oh, okay. It has 11 missions called what? Situations. Yes.
11 bullshit missions situations. That are just like, hey, here's this character class. Give it a try.
That's like saying Unit 13 had freaking
that's
missions.
Like, that's basically saying it has 11 tutorials. Extended
well,
tutorials.
Well, no, it has 10 levels to teach you how to play the game, and 11th is actually a full-blown-out story mission with a plot and everything.
Yeah,
they had to pay for Angela Bassett somehow.
Yeah, do that.
The best part about Rainbow Six Siege is the trailer that has Idris Elba in it, because it has Idris Elba in it.
Yeah.
But
agreed.
Anyway, I have been playing Xenoblade Chronicles X.
I so want
to. I want to play this, but I don't have a Wii U.
I would have considered that Best Buy Buy 2 Get 1 deal if it included Wii U games, but it doesn't.
I'd have to kick my kids out of their own room to play.
I thought you were just.
I'm thinking about getting.
You would have to kick your kids in the head or something. I was like,
that's
getting pretty violent.
The easiest way I can describe Xenoblade Chronicles.
It looks awesome.
This is probably where I'm going to lose Rich.
No.
Is,
so far, you got me.
It feels like a single player MMO.
Sounds great.
Dude, I'm good.
Okay.
Preach on.
And I'm from what I've seen, it looks.
Like, it looks awesome.
There's lots of draw distance. Like, oh there. I mean, there's you see a lot of like, draw distance.
To like,
but as you get
10 gigabytes or some shit,
there's a lot of pop in as well. But you got to have, you know, it's a Wii U game. It's almost expected. But the pop is pretty big.
Did you do that install thing?
Yeah, I did the install thing. So.
Okay, Rob, real quick, real talk. Can an 11-year-old play this game?
It is way complicated. Here's the thing.
Could an 11-year-old play so that he can play it a little bit and then
exactly.
I can play it other times?
Exactly.
There's a lot going on in this game.
Okay.
And there's a lot of reading and a lot
But just get it for him and be like, here, play this. You'll like it. And when he's like, I don't like this, you're like, oh, I guess I have to play it now because we've bought it already.
No, I don't want to do that.
But so basically, the biggest issues I have with the game is that you play a mute protagonist who's got amnesia.
It's Japanese. What do you expect?
I know. But what really bothers me is Xenoblade Chronicles, the first one on the Wii, had a main character. You didn't make the character up, so he had a personality and all that, and I loved all that. And this one, it just seems like you're not the main character.
Oh,
everybody else around you is the main character.
You're just the eyes of the situation.
Right.
Gotcha.
And I'm sure they did this because there's some multiplayer aspects to the game as well, where you can do squads and you guys can roll deep in the.
I want to play this game so like freaking.
But you can't play. You can't play the main story in co-op or anything like that. But there are just co-op missions that I haven't got to yet because
aren't those like sort of like Monster Hunter?
Yeah,
kind of maybe
like
Fantasy
that.
Star or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This game kind of reminds me a lot of like Phantasy Star and a pretty world and stuff like that too. There's just the game is so deep. It took me 11 hours to get through the tutorial.
Awesome.
And some people are saying it's a 300-hour RPG if you try to do everything. But what I do like about the game, I wasn't feeling it for like the first few hours because, okay, the world itself is big, but it's really filled with lots of monsters and it's kind of annoying. That some of the monsters attack on sight, and they have little icons, so you know that they'll attack on sight. But the thing is, you'll be like, oh, there's a monster in my level I can kill. I'm going to go beat that up because I need to level up. Mm-hmm. Oh, but there's a bigger monster that's like 20 levels ahead of me, like 5 feet away. And if I start attacking these creatures here, that thing's going to fuck my world up in one hit. So you've got to really pick your battles and pull your enemies away from stuff like that. It's just like, I wish they would have done more like Xenoblade, where sure, there were some huge enemies around, but they were kind of further away, and you'd be like, okay, I can come back and kill that later. But to me, this seems like there are too many dense too many dense monsters in an area, and there's too many like high levels that you can, and sometimes you can accidentally hit one with a spare attack with one of your attacks, and bring it into the fight, and you're just like, fuck. So, but as I got through the tutorial and got into the actual real part of the game, like chapter 4, you start getting the affinity missions and stuff, and that's where you learn a lot about your characters and stuff like that. The world's huge.
Yeah, it looks freaking awesome, man.
It's a fun game. I do enjoy the combat. I know Corey said he doesn't like the combat. No Blade Chronicles on the 3DS, which is kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
But basically, you got a bar at the bottom of your screen, and you use the D-pad to go left or right on it, and you get to just choose different powers, kind of like you would do in an MMO.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to wait for them to cool down. The biggest problem I have with a lot of the enemies is they have a lot of hit points, and so it seems like it takes a long time to kill even weaker enemies, and I'm not sure. Xenoblade didn't do that. The first one didn't do that. Is that
because they want you to play with people?
No, you can't play with people in this
thing. Oh, you can't. Okay.
It's only like you only get to do squad missions where you get to go out and kill things, but
it's kind of interesting that they do that.
So it just seems like if they would have weakened the enemies just a bit, so that things were a little faster and moved along, I would want to fight enemies more often. But it just seems that's just my biggest issues with it. And I don't care about the sci-fi setting of the world. I like the setting of the last game way better, considering that you were fighting on two dead gods.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the planet. Was basically a two giant fucking things that were fighting, and they died, and then life grew on top of them. So,
and continued the fight.
Yeah, and it started a war between the two different creatures that were evolved on each planet or each creature. So, but I don't know what the hell's going on in the story. It's just, I do think it's a good game, but it took a long time to get to where it's good. And there's just so much. I mean, all your powers can be upgraded. All your arts, which are your powers, but all your skills can be upgraded individually. All of the people that you meet and get in your party, they have skill trees that you can upgrade. All your weapons can be upgraded and added mods to them. There's just it's so much shit going on that sometimes I'm just like, I wish there was a button to say, upgrade this character, and there's not. So you got to do that. You got to do a lot of this hands on. So it's not a very user friendly game.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have to go buy the strategy guide before work because I can't. I'm tired of being like, oh, I got this quest here. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, where's that at? No fucking clue. So, yeah. But that's Xenoblade, and I would definitely. If you're looking for something to play on your Wii U, that is definitely something you could play on your Wii U that you will enjoy if you like JRPGs. So, Rich, what have you played, buddy?
Well, we talked a little bit about Halo, and as you know, every month Halo's gonna be coming out with new stuff. So this month they came out with at the end of November they came out with a little bit of DLC with some new maps and a big team battle. So I've been playing a lot of that big team battle, man. And I dig it. That was my favorite mode in Halo 3. And I've been playing a lot of that. And with the changes to the movement in Halo 5, it just is kind of ramped things up a bit. And it's really a lot of fun. It's kind of like Halo's pretty much, I think, the shooter I'm going to be playing for a while. I don't see myself buying another shooter for a while, to be completely honest with you. I'm just having so much fun with it. It's been a long time since I put that kind of time into just playing multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really digging it, man. And I can't wait for the Forge stuff that comes out. I don't know if it's comes out next week or the week after, but it's also going to have like a new map for the Warzone playlist, and I'm just digging it. And there's just doing a lot of little things too, like you know special rec packs for, like, I guess this past weekend they had a special rec pack for MLG, and yeah, I didn't get that because I'm not into that whole scene, but you know, it's kind of cool. I like what 343 is doing with the franchise, and the fact that it's all free is kind of cool. It seems like, I know people are saying, oh, a lot of people aren't playing, you know, Halo like they used to. But I mean, to be honest with you guys, I mean, there's way more competition with third party games, you know, than there has been in the past. So I think that player, you know, players are pretty much fragmented now. I don't think. Do you guys think there's like one go to game that everybody's playing right now, besides maybe Fallout?
In general, you're talking about esports or?
No, just in general. Even Fallout's kind of falling off.
Not Star Wars, because people are just like, oh, Star Wars, and then I mean, there are people who are doing Star Wars, but they're the Star Wars people.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, and Fallout, I can't think of any.
Right.
I think
even like Fallout's kind of slowed down.
There might be, or we might be in a window where people start going back to hit the games they missed. Like there might be a big chunk of people going back to play The Witcher.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, they see that it's one game of the year and crap like that. But I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, yeah. Well, you know, getting back to Halo, I did notice that I'm seeing more people.
That Warzone mode? Is that the only one that uses those cards or whatever?
No. Actually, all the multiplayer uses cards, but Warzone uses all of them. Like if you're in arena, you're basically only using cards for either just to get experience points, just to get a boost in your experience points. You know, you don't get anything
So you only like earn all the cards in Warzone, and you can only use them all.
No, you earn them everywhere.
Okay.
Any multiplayer, yeah, you're constantly earning stuff. So.
I like those kind of systems.
Yeah, I do too.
I wasn't sure if it'd be like if I pick up Halo, it's like, yeah. Will I be forced to play this one mode to get into that?
Nope, not at all. And I think they really learned from the mistakes they made on the multiplayer side of Halo 4. You know, they're really engaged in keeping new things coming out all the time. I'm kind of digging it, man.
I think Forge maps are ugly.
I do too. In fact, I didn't really like a lot of the big team battle maps at first, aesthetically. But once you start playing them, they're pretty damn good, man. So. Yeah, I'm not particularly crazy about the aesthetic of some of the big team battle maps either. You know, they look a lot to me like giant versions of the what's the 5-on-5 mode called again? I forget the name of it, but it looks like these virtual maps kind of thing.
Yeah, I hated those. Those are like the least. Oh, those are terrible looking.
But I'm really excited to see what they come out with the Forge stuff. So, I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Then I was playing something Vita else, game. Too.
Yeah. Yes, I almost forgot. So, you know, I used to talk about Vita a lot because I used to try to play Vita stuff a lot, and things kind of dried up a bit. But one of my fan service-y RPGs sort of got under the radar. I totally missed it. So I went back and started playing it, and it's called Dungeon Travelers 2. Atlas did the localization and
of course
they
did.
Yeah. And brought it over here. And I gotta say, man, I had pretty low expectations for this game. But if you like RPGs, fan service aside, this is probably one of the better Japanese RPGs I played on the Vita.
What type of RPG?
I'm pleasantly surprised. It's just a turn-based RPG, and it, you know, it's done with the sort of like if you're familiar with like
Odyssey, is that the kind of game it is where it's you're walking through dungeons?
Yeah. Sort of like
I mean, because if it's like Etrian Odyssey, then I'm all in because I love that type of game.
It is, and the. The fighting system is super deep. There's a lot of different characters with different abilities. The funny thing is, the game started.
Are there ass and titties?
No, there is the there's a suggestion of ass. You know, it's so funny. Everyone makes such a big deal about these fan service games and how gratuitous these things are. Quite honestly, man, there's no, you don't see a nipple, you don't see any camel toe or anything like that. Nothing that crazy.
But it's misogynistic, Rich.
I don't give a shit, dude. I'm a guy, and you know what? Fuck those hipsters. Listen, it's okay if you like the female form. Don't
misogyny is bad.
Whatever.
Except with
whatever
Metal Gear Solid,
right? You know, go.
That was the funniest thing about Metal Gear Solid is that when that came out, it was just like everyone's like, "Oh, you know, let's just forget about that."
You know what kills me about this thing? It's everyone's so like, "Oh my god, this is so degrading." You know, it was like. Listen, if you have an appreciation for the female or the male form, does that make it somehow degrading? I mean, really? You know, come on, man. I'm sorry, but the reason I've been married for 12 plus years is because
dude,
I am
this
attractive.
Woman's got a fucking underboob.
It's because you have a
world.
Massive
I have.
It's because your dick
I
is gigantic.
I
it's
love.
An anaconda.
I love. No, it's not. It's quite average, but you know. The thing is, I have an emotional connection with my wife. I have an intellectual connection with my wife. But I also have a physical connection with my wife. That's part of life. And to sit there like some asshat and say, oh, this is bad, bad, bad. This is ridiculous. Oh,
I didn't
so
know you called your Vita your wife.
No, I'm just – you're funny. So –
No, he's really not.
That's what makes me funny.
It just drives me crazy that everyone's so like it's like there's like this shame attached to it. Oh, whatever. I got two kids, man. I got a job. I pay taxes. I'll play this damn game
I pay taxes.
If I want.
God, I can't be misogynistic. I pay taxes.
Exactly.
The only time it gets a bit much is those games where it's like, hey. Rub on the back of your Vita and hear them moan and moan until they basically come. Like,
oh,
whatever
yeah.
that game was.
Like that. Oh, I'm getting one of those too.
Of course you are.
Of course
I am. Because you know
have
what?
You played Code Realize Guardian of Rebirth?
No, but I think I need to.
All I know is it's like, it's $40 regular. It's on sale for $24 on PSN. But it's like some RPG dating sim thing, which is. Just like right up my alley. If it's
what
a date, I want to Code Realize Guardian of Rebirth.
Is it on the Vita or on the PS3?
Vita. It's a Vita game.
Oh, really? I'll have to look at that after the show.
Sale ends 12/11.
Okay, I'm on that, man. Thanks for the tip. But getting back to
I've heard good things about it. I wasn't sure. Like you're my own the only person I know who would also be interested in this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Which so, also, if you've never seen or watched any of the anime, the world God only knows, I think you would especially love it.
Yeah, it's
one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, it's on my short list. Haven't got, dude. I just finished punch. What do you call it? Punchline.
Oh God, here we go.
This morning.
Oh, Punchline.
Yeah. I finally got around.
God, are you late on that one?
Oh, I know, because I got caught up in some.
Like
some,
you were saying, punch,
stuff.
Punch. I'm like, one yeah. Punch Man hasn't finished, and you haven't. I doubt you even watched an episode. What's up? Did you ever watch any of Mr. Osamatsu?
Not yet.
Well, yeah. What sucks is that I'm assuming it's already gone, but there were like rights issues with that first.
No.
Episode because of all the parody it did of anime of other products and they got rid of it and it's not going to be on the DVD Blu-ray release and I'm sure you can probably still find it illegally somewhere and I don't give a shit I'm going to download that thing illegally because that was an amazing single episode of any anime and it needs to live on.
Cool.
But yeah,
anyways, let me wrap up on Dungeon Travelers 2 though. So the game started off super slow. In fact, I don't do this very often, man, but I went on YouTube to look for a walkthrough because I'm like, I'm in the first dungeon and nothing's happening to the story. I keep going back to the main base and then going back out again, and I don't know what the hell to do. And I have no – you start – the game really starts off slow. That is my one gripe with this game is it starts off super slow, very low on resources. You die You can die. This game is challenging too. It's not a walk in the park. You got to be on your P's and Q's, save often, but once I got past that initial area, I was able to like really. It's funny too, and the walkthrough, they were having problems in the walkthrough too. I'm like, great, I'm watching this walkthrough, and they're dying all the time. They don't know where to go either. But I finally figured it out, and the game really picks off from there. I really, really dig the game. It's really cool, and if you know you like a little fan service, but you like a solid RPG, I can't recommend Dungeon Travelers enough. It's really cool.
Fan service is just something you have to deal with, because even the best of anime or anything Japanese is gonna have some bit of fan service.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of a little fan service.
Or boobs.
You know, a stork didn't bring you into this world. You know? Come on.
Yeah, your daddy came inside your mother. That's how it happened.
Exactly.
Or it came inside a condom and then the condom broke and then the accident that you are happened.
Yeah, that was... All right. Mark!
Mm-hmm.
What have you finished?
I finished a few games. The first game I finished was Frozen, Freeze Fall, or whatever. So I guess all the levels, because I read that they're like 360, but I guess that's just the mobile version. They haven't ported them all.
Frozen to go, huh?
No, because I'm pretty sure that I've unlocked enough characters to get the multiplayer achievements out of the way and then never touch that game again. But yeah, I reached that point and it's just like a question mark for the next level, and I was like, all right. And I got a message, which I wish I took a screenshot of that and not of just like the end of the line, because it was basically like, hey, thanks, there's nothing else here for now, come back later. But yeah, finished that, and then I've played a smattering of games here and there. I've talked about Helldivers on the podcast mm-hmm. I do, but I'm really enjoying that game. And it, the thing that's nice about that is that people come in, or you can join co-op, and it just seems like people are naturally able to work together, and nobody's off trying to do their own thing, because that just would not work in that game. And I don't even know if you can. I think even with like the online co-op, you still have to stay on the screen with each other. I'm not sure if you can.
You do.
Okay.
Time you're on, man, just let me know. I'll jump in on my Vita and play.
And then I played and I finished earlier today The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. Have either of y'all played it?
No, because I heard the PS4 version had some terrible issues, so I didn't play it.
I played it on PS4 and I had no issues. I don't know what the issues are.
Well, there was a lot of frame rate drops and shit like that. But that was when it first released, so like this game.
I got a copy for you review. I don't think so. Because it's very like you're not a huge fan of like the first person explorer games or whatever, like Dear Escher or things like that, right?
I've never played Dear Escher.
Yeah, well, because most of these games are on PC.
I do kind of like that stuff if there's a good story involved, and I feel like I can.
Then maybe you might be into this.
I wanted to play Gone Home so bad.
Then I guess I would give it a shot then, because it's definitely I like it more than Gone Home, but I feel like part of Gone Home was ruined for me because mm-hmm. I was spoiled on the fact that it wasn't a horror game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when hearing a lot of people talk about it and talking about how they thought that the whole time, and I could see how that would greatly change the experience.
Yeah.
And I don't, since you actually may be interested in playing this game, Rob, I won't go into spoiler territory. Okay. I'll talk a bit more about it on the Pixelated Sausage podcast, but
yeah, that's only on PS4, right?
And PC.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. I mean, but that's what I like about it over, say, Gone Home, is that Gone Home is much more grounded in this like very, very confined space and a very, I don't know, just ground and story. While there's a lot more, the story in, I'm trying to talk about it now without spoiling anything else. I just found it much more interesting. It's just it's a much more, not even, I don't want to say fantastical, like to make it sound like super crazy, but it's just, it's a much more interesting story to me than the very somewhat simplistic story of Gone Home. And it's nice being in this more open world and everything. I was pleasantly surprised. I do have one minor gripe with it, but I won't go into that. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I'd say around a 4-5 hour-ish game. Mm-hmm. If you really like, take your time to look around. And I think, not sure that maybe like half of the puzzles you don't even have to do. You can completely miss. But what is nice and what was a huge pleasant surprise is that when you finish the game, you can then fast travel to certain locations in the world to go back and complete puzzles you didn't finish, which was a huge, awesome surprise because I 100%ed it. No platinum, boo-hoo, but whatever. But I love the fact that I didn't have to start a new game to go back and do puzzles that I didn't finish or whatever. And the funny thing is there's two puzzles I didn't finish. One is a completely weird, like, why would anyone, I don't know how anyone would ever figure that thing out because it's not even really a puzzle. It's just a bunch of like random nonsense. But the one puzzle I didn't finish, I got all the elements to that puzzle. I just didn't go back to the thing I had to complete and hold the button on that. It's just like, Oh man. But I really, really enjoyed it. And the story is very interesting. Yeah, I highly recommend it. I think it's probably around like $20 or something.
Yeah, I may wait till price drop, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll drop in, you know, Christmas sale or whatever. But that's pretty much it. I mean, I've played like a smattering of just PS4 games. Like I played that some zombie shooter thing, and then I played Tiny Troopers or whatever, which I played a long time ago on mobile, and then I played it here, and then I'm like, this is kind of like Helldivers, if Helldivers was shitty and ugly and crap.
It was exactly like Helldivers.
No.
Yeah, bite your tongue. Helldivers is good.
Then I played some of the, I think, Blacklight Retribution is the version that's on PS4, which is a fine free-to-play shooter. It does seem to, it's very locked up. No. It's very, I don't know if it's a pay-to-win, it's, the spawning is crap. You can easily just spawn in front of an enemy who just shoots you and kills. There's no like spawn, like invulnerability time or anything. Once you're in, you are vulnerable right away, and they could just be placed anywhere. The matchmaking is kind of broken in that there'll be times when people will join a game and they can join the other team, and it could be 6-on-3 or 6-on-4, 7-on-4, and it's just like, can you maybe force this to be even? Because it's like, I don't want to quit out and then make my team even worse, but it's just like, this isn't fun. And there were just a few times when lag was a problem because it's based off of one of the players is the host. So that will affect whether or not it's running. And if they drop, then everything sort of gets reset. And then they could just be completely ruined after that. But it's, I mean, it's free to play, so it's free and it's not terrible for that. I haven't played yet, but downloaded PlanetSide 2, which I'm excited to try out. I don't know. I'm just kind of going through a whole bunch of different games. I'm like, am I going to keep this system? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what your ultimate take on a PlayStation 4 is, because
my overall take on PlayStation 4 is that I think the Xbox One is better in every way. I mean, sure, visuals, whatever, but like to me, I'm not such a huge visual snob that I'm like, oh my god.
If we wanted visuals, we'd all have fucking upgraded computers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I don't. I just want to think, you know, and for me, the most important thing really for any console. I mean, I don't even like exclusives. I hate exclusives. I wish every console, every PC, I wish every single thing was on every platform so that people, like, it bothers me that Helldivers is exclusive because I would like for other people to get to play it.
Oh, dude, if I could play it with an Xbox One controller, oh, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, just like, I wish Bloodborne, I haven't played Bloodborne, I wish it was on, you know, Until Dawn. I wish more people could play that. I wish more people could play Tomb Raider right away. Anyone who, like, really champions exclusives is a piece of shit, as far as I'm concerned. Okay? If you do, then you're a piece of shit. You can unfriend me. I don't give a shit. But, like, for me, the most important thing is the controller. And to me, the Xbox, every controller, maybe not the Duke or whatever, but the 360 onward, all superior to the PlayStation. Like, I would even probably put, like, the GameCube controller above every DualShock, because I love the GameCube controller. It feels so comfortable. The only thing that's kind of shitty about that controller, I mean, the buttons are weird just because they're all different sizes, but that Z button is just like, that's like, what is that thing? Yeah. What? And also the C stick or whatever, that thing is just like, this is weird. But overall, it felt really good. And that had great triggers as well. They're still, they can't do, I mean, like, to me, I don't, how could anyone want to play a shooter on a PlayStation console? Over an Xbox console. What is wrong with you?
Yeah,
that shit's garbage.
And I will keep saying, like, the interface is fucking horrible. It is awful. I do like some of the stuff they have in PSN. Like, I like the What's New section. That's like, oh, this friend played this game. Like, this wall of stuff that people have been doing, or, like, little bits of news. I like having the community aspect of being able to start your own communities or join communities and have, like, this kind of little social, I like the social integration for PSN specific is nice. You know, I mean, I wish that existed on Xbox. Like, they released that app that had all these different categories. You could be like, I'm a fan of this. And then they did nothing with that. I don't even know what that thing is called anymore. But yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, yeah, the PlayStation is just whatever.
Okay.
So I will say that if you want to play, like, indie games and, like, stuff, there are so many fucking games on it. There are so many. It's, like, too much that it's just, like, this is on here. It's like, I was just looking through the list and I was just like, this is on here. Like, and I'm saying this is on here not knowing that the game even existed anywhere else. I'm just like, whoa, this? There's this. This looks kind of cool. I don't know if it's any good. And I'm not going to just buy games blindly, but it's like, oh, it's cool that there are a lot of indie games on here. I don't know how many people are actually playing any of them or how they ever find them, but okay.
Yeah, because I thought about the PS4 because, you know, I thought maybe my wife might want to play the remake of Final Fantasy VII, but she told me she doesn't. So
even if she did, she could just wait.
Yeah, it is coming to Xbox One at some point.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Well, it hasn't been officially announced. It's just a console debut, but some people said that could mean PS4 and PC. So it may never come to Xbox One, but I think it will.
I don't think that's what that means. I think
that's just what the PS4 fanboys are hoping that it means.
let's not ever talk about what they have to say because they're all fucking idiots.
All right.
N4G, fuck you.
I still go there just about every day just to see the news stories and see how they'd fucking freak out about anything that's positive about Microsoft. So we've almost got an hour and 30 minute show here. We got to get going. I watched Jessica Jones and I really enjoyed it. And
did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good man.
So,
I don't care what Mark says about you. You're all right.
The villain was fantastic.
Yep. That's what got Thomasine into it too. She hates the actress that plays Jessica Jones, but she just couldn't take her eyes off the villain.
Yeah, that was. It also goes to show how we always take for granted powers like the mind control.
Mm-hmm.
And technically, it's not a real huge villainous power, but what he used it for was just fucking disgusting. You know, it was.
Oh yeah.
You know it's. Oh.
So amoral, and this is such a weird level.
Yeah, it's a small, tiny level that he was using it on, so that just made it even because you could relate to more than what was going on. You know, when fucking superheroes are throwing buildings around, you're like, yeah, that's all fantasy. But this shit here is scary because it gets you thinking, what if people actually do have that power and
control somebody's
mind like that? So,
yeah. So, like, about the Defenders, they're kind of like ground level superheroes, you know, a lot more relatable.
And after I finished Jessica Jones, I went back and I finished Daredevil finally.
And?
I enjoyed the last, like, 3 or 4 episodes of Daredevil.
Again, because of the villain, right?
I'm not a big fan of the Kingpin.
Really? I thought he was awesome. But
I liked some of the stuff that was going on with the between, you know, like him and Foggy and stuff like that and all that drama and then him finally getting the suit. So it made a big difference. He was running around with underwear on his head. It was getting on my nerves.
Yeah, it was getting kind of annoying.
Was Daredevil 10 or 13?
12.
12.
So was Jessica Jones. So, but... Yeah, I'm ready for Luke Cage. I think he's next. He's probably, yep. I imagine that'd be around May, April or May.
Luke Cage, a.k.a. Power Fives, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't not see that.
He can't see what?
The guy who plays Luke Cage is the whatever guy from...
Spartans Mono.
Oh, really? Huh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why they have a different voice actor for Locke's character because he was filming Luke Cage. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys watch the crossover Flash and Arrow episodes?
Yes, I did.
I haven't watched any of this season for either show.
What do you think?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I did too, man.
But it was basically a big setup for Legends of Tomorrow.
Which looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the preview because I didn't watch it on live television, so I didn't get to see the preview, but my mom said she was so on board with the show.
Really?
My dad was telling me, like, what's going on? There's wings, and what these people with wings, what's going on? She just sounded so confused. I'm just like, what?
Yeah, I didn't realize Hawkman was going to be in.
Yep.
So, yeah, but I think we should probably wrap this show up.
All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's nothing else after that. There's literally nothing on the show notes. Kind of the where we'd wrap it up.
All right, well, Rich, why don't you pluggity plugs?
All right, well, I also do a show about sports car racing, and if you're so inclined, check out Sports Car Unleashed. And if you want to play...
Where can they find Sports Car Unleashed?
Oh, at scunleashed.com.
God, what would you do
if I'm going there right now?
Huh?
I said, what would you do if Mark wasn't here?
Dude,
I'd
blow it, man.
He'd be smiling and just laughing and having the best time of his life, as you would too.
All right, Mark, what do you want to plug?
I'm, of course, PX Sausage on Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, haven't used that yet. Snapchat, that's a dumb thing. And then on PSN, because the sons of bitches won't take my money, I am the Kush3, the KUSH3. I want to get rid of this Kush shit. Fucking PSN won't let me. And then
is there a way to report your name as offensive?
Yeah, we could do that. Maybe that'll help you out.
No, because then they'll just, like, delete my friendship. That's a horrible thing. There are much more offensive names anyway.
Yeah, there are.
But the site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. I do another podcast, the Pixelated Sausage Podcast, which you can find on iTunes along with this show, which you should all go and rate and review and subscribe to both of these shows on iTunes because it really does help. But, yeah, that's pretty much it and whatever.
And I'm Henderson Man on just about everything. Find me there. Still haven't put my first vlog up. Still ain't done anything I said I was going to do. So that's cool.
And I'm Rolex DP Racer on pretty much everything.
So anyway, everybody have a good evening.
That's commitment.
I can't breathe.